Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook announced it's acquiring Control Labs, maker of software to let people control a digital avatar with their thoughts. The deal is said to be between $500 million and $1 billion, according to Bloomberg sources. Control Labs uses a bracelet to measure neuron activity in a person's arm to determine movement that a person is thinking about, even without physical movement, and then that activity creates movement on a digital screen. The EU's top court has ruled that Google does not have to apply the right to be forgotten globally, meaning that after receiving an appropriate request, Google only needs to remove links from its search results in Europe. The ruling follows a 2015 dispute with French privacy regulator CNIL, which ordered Google to remove search results globally if they contained damaging or false information about someone. The following year, Google offered a geo-blocking feature for European users, but didn't censor results in other parts of the world, arguing that it could be abused by authoritarian governments trying to cover up human rights abuses. Along with the latest ruling, the EU court also issued a second ruling that links do not automatically have to be removed just because they contain information about a person's sex life or a criminal conviction, but such listings should be kept where strictly necessary for people's freedom of information rights to be preserved. In other Google news, the company announced that Google Play Pass will soon launch, giving Android users access to more than 350 apps, including games, for $4.99 per month. Unlike Apple Arcade, Google is not funding the apps. These are all apps that exist already on the Play Store. If you subscribe and already have an app in Google Play Pass, your installed app will be upgraded to remove ads and unlock in-app purchases. Among the non-games in Google Play Pass are AccuWeather and HiCube Recorder. Play Pass subscriptions can be shared with up to 5 family members. Google will pay developers based on screen time and opens of apps. And the company will also give users 10 days free and says it will offer the first year at $1.99 per month. It will be available in the U.S. this week and other countries soon. The Consumer Technology Association released the official display definition for 8K sets, which includes a minimum of 7,680 by 4,320 resolution, support for 24, 30, and 60 frames per second, production of 10-bit color, support for key HDR functions, and HDCP 2.2 level content protection, and the ability to upscale any video to 8K. Devices can start using the logo representing these specs on January 1st, 2020. Kick announced it's shutting down the Kick app, reducing the company's headcount by more than 100 to focus on converting Kin users into Kin buyers, according to a company blog post by Kick founder Ted Livingston. The remaining 19 employees will focus on moving the Kin blockchain forward. You might recall the SEC began investigating both Kick and its nonprofit, the Kin Foundation, back in September of 2017 after Kick officially launched its Kin cryptocurrency. The Wall Street Journal reports its sources claim Snap has documented Facebook's alleged anti-competitive moves in a collection of files named Project Voldemort. Offenses reportedly include preventing people from linking to Snapchat profiles and intentionally suppressing Snapchat-related content. Also reportedly, Snap management said that Instagram was blocking searches for Snapchat-related content, including the Snapchat hashtag and filters. ZDNet's Mary Jo Foley reports that Microsoft's created a new data dignity team, which will research ways to give users better control over their own personal data. The team is within the office of the chief technology officer and could eventually let users buy and sell their own data to third-party entities. Earlier this year, Foley detailed Microsoft's Project Ball, a research incubation project, in apparent private testing designed to give users a way to store, visualize, manage, control, share, and even monetize their own data, according to the About page for the project, which is no longer public. CNBC reports that Amazon is working on wireless earbuds that can track metrics like distance, pace, and calories burned. A source says that the earbuds are codenamed Puget and are expected to have a built-in accelerometer and be priced below $100. The same source tells CNBC that Amazon is also working on a larger Echo device with better sound quality. And finally, Xiaomi announced the Mi 9 Pro 5G device based around a Snapdragon 855 Plus processor with 8 or 12 gigabytes of RAM and what appears to be the same 6.4-inch 1080p OLED display with professional calibration, a 5G modem that Xiaomi says works with China's three top major carriers, and wireless charging. Specifically, it can be wireless charged at 30 watts on a dedicated stand, filling its 4,000 milliamp battery in 69 minutes. It also has 10-watt reverse wireless key charging and wired charging up to 40 watts, which would provide a full charge after 48 minutes. Price for the Mi 9 Pro 5G, which will first launch in China, starts at 3,699 won, or about $520, and the 30-watt wireless charger separately sells for 199 won. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember, rate and review us, Daily Tech Headlines, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.